It can feel hard. People talk of the before times, before COVID. So much has changed with COVID, and so much has drastically changed in our society and the world. Technology, for example, is changing everything, and even technology itself is changing. Maybe you can relate to, getting these notices that come up, your program is ready to be updated. Would you like it to update now? And I say, no, I know how to use it now, and I don't want a new one. And sometimes the new thing isn't even a good thing. We ourselves keep changing. Our bodies age and change. We get sick. Our loved ones die. And our inner beliefs and our sense of connection with God can change. And we may not want to have our sense of connection with God changed or evolved. Why can't it just stay the same thing to hold on to? Our teens and youth are experiencing tremendous changes and challenges. The simpler times of childhood giving way to more complex understandings and feelings and becoming more aware of the world's troubles. Their relationship with their parents is changing while they navigate new social changes and awkwardness. And the whole chemistry of their body is changing. And they may wonder who they are and what to hold on to when the ground is shifting. And certainly we can understand that with the small personal changes and the larger global changes that we face. We may wonder too, what is there to hold on to when the whole ground feels like it's shifting? And the topic of change might be relevant here at St. Paul's, I don't know. With the entire clergy staff turning over in about a year, all for really positive reasons, going to be closer to family or being called to a new ministry, a place to use new gifts, but still, it feels difficult, that feeling. Everything's changing and it's hard, and there's a sense of grief and loss and discomfort. There's just a part of us that doesn't feel comfortable with change, and for that part of us, unfortunately, the bad news is that one thing we can count on not to change is the reality of change. It's going to continue in our lives. Change is part of the reality and design of God's creation. Just look at nature. But the good news is we have been fashioned to live and thrive in that reality, to come to know what is unchanging and live into it, finding the beautiful truth of God that runs through us like a river that is eternal and is who we are in essence. In today's gospel, Jesus uses a powerful metaphor to convey this good news about what changes and what remains the same and who we are in that. Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches." And like any saying of Jesus, we can understand this in many ways, but here's one. Our source of life is like a vine. God, the underlying source, sends through us a mysterious and powerful energy that miraculously animates us and gives life to us. And through the branches of the vine runs sap, which is made of earth and sunlight and warmth and water and air. And in a process we don't understand and can't replicate, these elements become stems and leaves and flowers and fruit and seeds and give new life. And in this way, the vine is continually changing form, sort of like our outer lives. But the sap is not only composed of the elements, but of an ineffable, formless grace. An energy, a vibration, in a very real sense, love, divine love. And we can see the love in the forms of the ever-changing vines, but the essence of it doesn't change. We too are composed of and enfold from this creative energy, this flowing love, wisdom, and energy of God in us. It grants us the tremendous gifts that can bear fruit, gifts like conscious awareness, thought, imagination, the capacity to sense God's presence, the ability to give and receive love endlessly. Our bodies and the things around us constantly change, but this essence does not. And the remarkable adaptability that we have to live in this sea of change is that we can come to know and feel this essence of God, this presence of God, this wisdom, this peace, this energy of life within us. And we not only have the capacity to feel it and sense it and engage with it, we have the freedom to choose whether we will do that or not, whether we will commit to doing what it takes to know and engage with that energy or not. This freedom to choose is in the core of who God has made us to be. Instead of clinging to the hope that things will not change, believing that our security is in that, we can become aware of what is eternal in us, and we can swim in it, and we can convey it to others through love. Rather than being shackled to the torturous bonds of anxiety caused by things that change, we can focus on being what God has fashioned us to be. Years ago, I met a fisherman, and although the conversation I had with him only lasted about 20 or 30 seconds, it had a profound effect on me. I was leading a retreat in the forest on a mostly silent walk next to a river, and I had this strong feeling that we should stop and have a prayer. And as we circled around and got ready to pray, a fisherman appeared at the bend of the path, and he paused so as not to disturb us, but I didn't know how long we were going to take, so I motioned for him to come through. And I didn't want him to feel self-conscious as he walked through this circle of people, so I said to him, "What are you fishing for?" And his dark eyes lit up, and I could feel his love and respect for the fish. He said, "Smallmouth bass. You can see them in the water because they glint like silver in the light. And they're very strong because they love to swim in the center of the current." And that's all he said. And then he was gone. We never saw him again. But that was it. That was the prayer that we needed. It was a gift that richly informed the rest of the retreat. We too can swim in the center of the current, in the deeper, swiftly moving currents, unfazed by the rapidly ever-changing shapes and forms and ripples that life takes. We are not fashioned to have to be constricted to stagnant still waters in order to be safe and happy. We have been given the freedom and the incredible gifts to swim in and know the eternal life force of God. We are free to develop the musculature of our heart and soul and vision to swim powerfully in the center of the current, glinting and sparkling like silver in the light of Christ. And in so doing, we convey the light and the love, the holy love, to others who are suffering and needing it. With all God's heart, God wants us to know this freedom and power, to swim in the center of the current, and to share the fullness of life and the peace and the joy and the love. May it be so.